Shein is planning to market its unique supply chain technology to global brands. According to the Wall Street Journal, Shein's Executive Chairman Donald Tang announced the plan in a letter to investors, calling the new initiative, quote, supply chain as a service, or as I like to call it, Anne, SCAS. Under the plan,
Quit trying to make
Shein.
scats happen, Chris. Quit
SCAS.
trying to make
It's just
scats
so funny.
happen.
It's even funnier when you read it written out, SCAS, supply chain as a service, with the lowercase a's. Under the plan, Shein would make its supply chain infrastructure and technology available to outside brands and designers, allowing them to leverage Shein's system for testing out new fashion items in small batches and to track how popular they are with consumers. Abhinav, I'm still trying to figure this out in my head. So I imagine I'm going to come up with my opinion listening to all of you all talk about this. So what do you think of this move from Shein? And what, if any, US retailers do you believe could be interested in or benefit from Shein's supply chain as a service?
So there are two questions, and both are the most relevant questions here because you have to ask both questions together.
Yeah,
From
right.
Shein's perspective, it's a brilliant idea. Okay. And I'll get into why I think it's a brilliant idea. The second question is more important. Who's going to I think very few.
Right.
So on why this is a brilliant idea for Shein. So just a little bit of background on what actually they're selling from a supply chain as a service. So they have these small batch productions. The way they do it is they have their in-house design setup, which designs and can do small production. And then they have information and partnerships with a lot of different factories within China. And they have a system that if you input what you are looking for, it can allocate based on real-time availability in different factories on where it goes. Okay. So that's what they're trying to sell
Right.
to customers. Now, I think it's a brilliant idea because what it gives them is it gives them scale to negotiate with all the other factories, get better rates for themselves, get better rates for everyone else, all that stuff. From a user perspective, there are two hindrances here. The first one is, I think, when I'm going to go back to an analogy at Amazon. Amazon has AWS, correct? I mean,
Right.
when there was no other option in the world, retailers were building their infrastructure on AWS. Moment Azure and Google Cloud became real alternatives, all the retailers started switching from AWS to their platforms. Why? Because they don't want to fund their competitor.
Right.
So here with Shein, with $31 billion worth of sales
Right.
annually in US, that would be the first strategic question that anyone would ask.
Right.
And I think that will be the challenge. The second thing is the way these other retailers work in the apparel industry. First of all, they work on a completely different calendar and cycle, which does not work with what these guys are offering. So
That's
it would
interesting.
require a complete transformation of how they think about product design,
Yeah.
how they think about implementation of that. And so those are the two reasons I think maybe not a whole lot of people are going to use it. But on the flip side, I think why they are saying this is, I'm guessing, this is a total guess, that they have a partnership with Forever 21, correct? Maybe Forever 21 is starting to use their supply chain to put something up and they are seeing success there. And that is what is sort of telling them, okay, maybe there might be some takers, but I'm skeptical.
Yeah,
The idea is brilliant, but
right.
skeptical on usage.
Big ifs there in that statement too. So you like the idea, but you're skeptical if retailers will come on board. Yep, that totally makes sense. Ben, what do you think?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I agree, especially on the skepticism of who will use it. And maybe to add a third reason, I think as Shein has, they want to be publicly listed in the United States, but they've not gotten that yet due to, quite a decent amount of backlash that they've pushed back on. But it's backlash all tied to, environmental and social practices that they, deny, but that's out there. And so beyond the operating difficulties that, companies may face by trying to use this new service, there's another hurdle, that decision that it would have to be made well, there's all this pushback, you know, where is the cotton sourced from? And what are the factory practices, you know, on human capital. So beyond, if you can get past, you know, the kind of creation cycles and innovation cycles and production cycles, could you also get past that? I think will be another hindrance on, you know, some US retailers using this right away.
Yeah. And I imagine the retailers with a good sourcing team could actually go in and figure out and approve the factories and the sourcing from which, you know, Shein is pulling this product from too. So I imagine that one, I think, is at least, you know, something that I think retailers could get over. But Anne, what do you think? I'm curious where your head is with this one.
Yeah, I think this is huge. I mean, I agree with Abhinav. That's the same place that I went right away. It was like, it was comparing this to Amazon early on. Like, whoever thought that somebody would, another retailer would start deploying Amazon's Just Walk Out technology or, you know, working with AWS, right. But there are some that are doing it. And I think this is especially—
or their logistics capabilities too, right?
Yes,
that's a
exactly.
That's probably a good example here, actually.
Exactly. But I think that you really have to think about these legacy retailers who are just holding on. Everybody from J. Crew to The Limited and Express and all these brands that, you know, they're still turning around trends that we're seeing on runways weeks and even months later. They aren't able to compete. And Shein's really, I think, the one that's giving them a run for their money, because you can get on trend wares faster from Shein than you can from any other retailer. And by the time that those trends are hitting the stores, they're just not as appealing. They're not as differentiated mm-hmm. anymore. So I think those retailers, those legacy brands that are still trying to remain relevant, especially in the eyes of that 18 to 25, 18 to 35 audience, I think this could really supercharge their business. If you know, just imagine getting, you know, a J. Crew version of, you know, something that I saw on the runway at Paris Fashion Week, faster, at a little bit higher quality and a lower price point. Like, I think this could save those specialty apparel retailers.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go that far for that reason, but I think, you know, and I'm processing this all in real time. This is a great conversation. This is why I love doing this show too, because you get to talk to three really smart people about what we should all think about these topics. And like, for me, like going back to what Abhinav said, I think the Amazon analogy is really good, and you extended it too. I mean, I think, like, for me, and I've always been one that's a little less gun shy about going into new partnerships, because I think that's how entrepreneurship happens. I think that's how innovation happens. And so, you know, for me, I'm like, I'm a little less scared of this as a traditional merchant. And for that reason, I'm with you, Anne. I kind of like the idea if I'm a retailer. And it goes back to what Abhinav said too. Like, you get rapid prototyping. And the reason rapid prototyping isn't as much, you know, from the merchant side of things, isn't as much about getting the products to my customers as quickly as possible, because you're going to get a little bit of extra revenue from that, but it's not going to move the needle significantly, because what you really need to get right are the buys that you're putting in your hundreds and hundreds of stores. Mm-hmm. That's where the value comes in. And so, but Abhinav's right too. It's hard to re-engineer your process to design your product around a rapid prototyping platform through Shein to then get it into full scale production. But there is tremendous value there if you think about it in that way. And it's really not a competitive situation when you think about it in that dynamic, unless I'm missing something. I don't really feel like I'm competing with Shein. Shein's just making me better at what I do. And so I'm fine partnering with people if I know my business and what I need to do to get the best product on the shelf. That's where my head is right now. Anyone have any final thoughts on this though? Abhinav.
Two things. One is, there will be skepticism in the sense that if you are producing through them, they may steal your design. I mean, they're competing with you.
Yeah, but they're going to do that anyway. They're going to do that. That's going to happen
probably.
Anyway. I've thought about probably. That. That's going to happen anyway, though, right?
Probably. And then the second, which has nothing to do with the discussion here, but like a fun fact, how did Shein become Shein? Like, where did the name come from? Do you guys know?
No.
So they started off as a wedding gown / bridesmaid dress brand way back, and they were called She's Inside. When they started getting big, they shortened it to Shein. Go figure.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know. I think what else do legacy specialty apparel retailers have to continue to differentiate them and to continue to make them relevant.
Yeah, your point is why should they be scared of this, right? And that's your point.
I think this is like a Hail Mary for them.
It's like, yeah, or not a Hail Mary. It's a gift. You're saying it's a gift. It's kind of a gift to think about for that. Hail Mary would be like our last. You think it's also their last gasp?
Okay. I mean, the gap using this, brilliant. Will they do it? Are they too legacy and are they too like set in their ways to do it? Maybe. But I think that this could be like a last ditch effort at relevancy for them.